Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989898.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. I'm back with a new perspective, which is related to the older perspective, which is related to the real perspective, which is related to the right perspective, which is related to your perspective, which is related to the American perspective, which is related to the fact that, hello, I am here. And hello, you are there. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to talk about today. First, I'm going to start by inviting you to call the show because I know we're going to get sold out immediately. The phone number is 855-407-282, 855-400-SAVAGE. And the main topic is, should Shady Schiff be arrested and tried for treason for triggering such hatred and division by falsifying the fake whistleblower story, turning the world against the USA and Trump with his so-called parody? And I got to hand it to George Stephanopoulos, who actually tried to challenge this communist's, you know, I have words for him I can't use on the radio. Schiff is the type, well, let me stop right there because I'm going to be misinterpreted. Let's put it to you this way. Schiff is the type that's brought about revolutions before. So Stephanopoulos says to this guy, Dirty Schiff, he says, that was you making up a dialogue, putting it in the president's mouth. If the facts are as damning as you say, why make up dialogue for dramatic effect, even if it's a parody, as you say? Now, do you understand what's going on? Do you know that most intelligent people in America do not know that this piece of garbage, Schiff, this operative of the worst form of humanity, when he read what he said was the actual transcript of the whistleblower statement, everyone thought it was the truth. When he was caught to have lied, he said it was only a parody. Now, if a lawyer did that in a court of law, he would lose his law license. Do you know that? Are you aware that if any lawyer listening to this show can disagree with me, I would welcome your call. If you got up in front of a court of law and you lied in this manner, you would lose your legal license, as you should. You shouldn't be allowed to practice law. Any lawyer would be held accountable from prosecutorial misconduct in their own community for doing what this low-life Schiff did. So I'm asking you a question, and I think it's the only question I want to talk about, which is, should Shady Schiff be arrested and tried for treason for triggering such hatred and division by falsifying the fake whistleblower story, turning the world against the USA and Trump with his so-called parody? Now, I want to go all the way back in time. Some of you lived through the Vietnam era. Some of you fought in Vietnam. Some of you were injured in Vietnam. Some of you were injured and fought and came home with medals from Vietnam. Many of you have family members who never came home from Vietnam other than in caskets. I was watching Ken Burns' Propaganda Fest last night called Vietnam. I hadn't seen it when it came out, but a highly decorated combat veteran of that war told me when it came out he's infuriated by what Ken Burns had done with that documentary about Vietnam. He made the Viet Cong and the Vietnamese guerrilla fighters look like heroes, like made Ho Chi Minh look like George Washington. He made our men look like sadistic Nazi murderers. Ken Burns, as you well know, is a left-wing operative. He does documentaries that smear America every which way he can, in my estimation. But I'm not here to talk about a low-life documentary filmmaker who is lauded by the American left. I'm here to talk about the Vietnam War and what it did to this country. It tore the country apart. And the very same forces that were anti-war in that era are now anti-Trump in this era. Do you know that? Now, many of the people who were in the anti-war movement grew up, looked back, realized that they were brainwashed by the media, brainwashed by Walter Cronkite, brainwashed by the government media complex, and that they were possibly wrong, that they were actually duped by the internal communist movement during that era. And many of them grew up and changed their political orientation. They call themselves different things now, libertarians. Some have gone all the way to say that they're a conservative. Oh, I don't really like the word conservative. I never did. I always thought it was a misnomer. But they're certainly not the anti-war activists that they may have been during the 60s. Much of my audience are evolved people from the 60s. And they've changed their politics. And they've grown up. And here they are now. They're looking at what's going on now. And it's almost the same exact schism. Almost the same exact elements operating. And it's the same battle going on. And what is this battle? I could say it's between truth and falsehood, but that would be a lie. It's not between truth and falsehood. There are many truths and many falsehoods. This is an epic battle between our way of life, which is one of putative or relative freedom, and one of servitude and or totalitarian communism. That is what it is about. It's been this way for a long period of time. And Schiff and the entire Democrat Party stands for authoritarian rule, communist one-party rule. Look what they did in California. Take a look at what these so-called liberals have done to a two-party system in this state out of pure, unadulterated greed. Take a look at what Pelosi has become. Pelosi has become a nightmare, not so much to Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but a nightmare to America. She is America's worst nightmare. She is a living embodiment of totalitarianism. But I don't want to talk about personalities as much as I want to talk about the bigger issue. And the bigger issue is the epic battle that we're actually fighting, which is the battle for our freedom. Now, put Trump aside for a minute, and I want you to listen to what I'm about to read to you. On January 10th, 1963, Congressman Albert S. Herlong Jr. of Florida read a list of 45 communist goals into the congressional record. And this list was derived from researcher Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communists. If you want insights into the thinking and strategies of our so-called liberal elite, meaning the media, the government, academia, I want you to listen to these communist goals that were read into the congressional record in 1963 and tell me if you think any of these explain to you what is going on today. We'll eliminate the first few about disarmament and atomic war, because it's a little off the point. Let's go to number four. Permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Five. Well, that has to do with Russia and the Soviet satellites. I'll say more about that later. Right now, Schiff and Pelosi want war with Russia because it's good for business. Six. Provide American aid to all nations, regardless of communist domination. Seven. Grant recognition of Red China and admission of Red China into the UN. You can thank Nixon for that, who, although I was a young man and not political, I said to myself, what Nixon is doing is almost indistinguishable from the communists themselves. I always thought he may have been a slight double. And not only did President Jimmy Carter fulfill this goal, but he also betrayed America's allies in Nicaragua, El Salvador, Iran, Afghanistan, Angola, and elsewhere. Atomic tests, we'll eliminate that. Number 10, allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. That happened. 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Well, that's happened. There are still American intellectuals and members of Congress who dream of an eventual one-world government and who view the United Nations, founded by communists such as Alger Hiss, the first Secretary General, as the instrument to bring about one-world government. By the way, world government was also the dream of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. World government was the dream of Osama bin Laden and the 9/11 hijackers. And now it's the dream of the Democrat Party. 12, resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. 13, do away with loyalty oaths. Do away with loyalty oaths. I remember when I was a young teacher in the 60s, I had to swear a loyalty oath, and then it was eliminated. I didn't understand why. I had no idea why it was eliminated. Well, now I know why. 15, pay close attention. Capture one or both of the political parties in the U.S. Do you realize that the Communist Party of USA, the CPUSA, and its goals are almost identical with that of Nancy Pelosi's Communist Democrat Party of today? 16, use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. That's the race war we're going through right now. Every time they want to overturn our Constitution, they attack our civil rights. They say it's a civil rights attack. And that goes back to the founding of the ACLU by Fabian socialists Roger Baldwin and John Dewey, and communists William Foster and Elizabeth Gurley Flynn. The ACLU is the legal arm of the Communist Party USA, and of course, in my opinion, the worldwide communist movement. 17, get control of the schools. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. 18, gain control of all student newspapers. 19, use riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations. 20, infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policymaking positions. 21, gain key control of positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. 22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. I'll read that again. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all form of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings and substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. 23, control art critics and directors of art museums. Quote, our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. 24, now pay close attention to this, those of you who are anti-pornography. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Let me read that again. As we all know, there's a pornography epidemic in America. It has destroyed the family. It's destroyed the mind of tens of millions of people in this country and abroad. Anytime you attack pornography, you are told you're attacking, you're into censorship. You're violating their free speech. Let me tell you something. The First Amendment was not written to protect pornography. 25, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. 26, present degeneracy and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. In this article, it is stated that this is the Gramscian agenda of the long march through the institutions, spelled out explicitly as follows. The gradual takeover of the means of communication, and then using those vehicles to debauch the culture and weaken the will of the individual to resist. How many people in the media today have the knowledge or the courage to advocate anything to do with family values or public morality? And what happens to any of us in the media who ever talk about family values? Tell us what happens. Remember family values under Nancy Reagan? Tell us what happens the minute you say family values. You are called a bigot and you're viciously attacked. 27, infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a, quote, religious crutch. Now, you know, this has largely been accomplished through the communist infiltration of the National Council of Churches, conservative and reform Judaism, and the Catholic seminaries. No one can argue with that. These organizations, the Reform Judaism, the Council of Churches and such, these Reform churches fundamentally have eschewed God and religion. Did you know that? 28, eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the false grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Replace our nation of laws, not men, with royal decree emanating from appointed judges and executive orders. Replace elected officials with bureaucrats. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. When I come back, I will continue discussing with you the 45 communist goals as read into the congressional record in 1963 and what it has to do with Mr. Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and the attempt of a coup in the United States of America.
Savage.
Hey, when emergencies strike, what's the first thing you're impulsively going to do? What's your first impulse? Probably run to the grocery store and you'll find thousands of others there on empty shelves, chaos, right? Well, how do you avoid this? Simple. You use today to prepare for tomorrow. It is time to make a plan. In these troubling times, do what I did. Start with an emergency food storage supply. And the only company I trust is My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply. Why? They lead the preparedness industry with guaranteed two-day delivery. Disasters won't wait. Why should you? Now, look, this is the final week to act and save $100 on a four-week emergency food kit simply by going to this special website. Here it is. Get ready. Roll of the drums. PrepareWithSavage.com. 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 My Patriot Supply food kits last up to 25 years in storage and average over 2,000 calories a day. Order a few today and receive guaranteed two-day delivery. That includes free shipping discreetly to your door. It is better to prepare and not need than need and not prepare, or need and not have. Be ready for disasters and what's coming. Save $100. Go to preparewithsavage.com. Be prepared. Go to preparewithsavage.com. The Communist Party USA has merged with the Democrat Party USA, and they're conducting a coup against 50% of America who voted for Donald Trump. But bigger than that, and just as important as that, is the destruction of our culture, the destruction of our schools, the destruction of our churches, the destruction of religion, the destruction of God, the destruction of morality, the destruction of family. It's all interconnected. It's not happening by accident. And that is why I'm reading to you the 45 communist goals that were read into the congressional record in 1963 by a little-known congressman from Florida named Albert S. Herlong. And he was reading the 45 communist goals for America. Now, those of you who know what I'm talking about, remember the Vietnam War was originally intended to stop the spread of communism from North Vietnam into South Vietnam. That's what it was. That's what it was about. I don't want to relive the Vietnam War. I don't want to tell you about the Catholic priests who were buried alive by the communists. I don't want to tell you about what was done to those who were left behind when American forces had to flee. I won't tell you about the million who were slaughtered and tortured and murdered by your communist friends from North Vietnam. None of that made it to Ken Burns' little documentary, because he's part and parcel of the problem, not the solution. What does it have to do with Donald Trump? Everything and nothing. And I will focus today on Schiff and Pelosi. I will focus on the fact that Schiff has destroyed or attempted to destroy the meaning of the truth, the meaning of the Constitution, and the value of our Congress. When I come back, I will play Schiff's words and what he said as he shifted around, as he was grilled on this by Stephanopoulos.
Savage.
Halloween is on the way, which means it's time to break out the rubber spiders, fake cobwebs, and jack-o'-lanterns. But look, if you've got a family, you might be dealing with something a little scarier right now, shopping for life insurance. If the idea of looking for life insurance intimidates you, and I understand if it does, please try PolicyGenius.com. You see, Policy Genius is the easy way to shop for life insurance online.
In just minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. And once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home insurance, auto insurance, disability insurance. This October, take the scariness out of buying life insurance with Policy Genius. Go to policygenius.com, get quotes, and apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right now. It's really that easy. Go to policygenius.com. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I want to talk about Schiff, and I want to go back to my main point. I personally think this is like a fake hate crime. There was an article that I posted on michaelsavage.com last week that was very disturbing. In this case, this hate crime was that of a young African-American child. I think she was 11 years old. I think it's been dropped from the website. It was too obviously important. Oh, no, I got it. Hoax. Girl who accused white boys of cutting dreadlocks admits she made it up. Now, what does it have to do with Adam Schiff? And Mary Allen, an African-American 12-year-old who attends Emmanuel Christian School in Springfield, a private school in Virginia, where Second Lady Karen Pence teaches art, reported the alleged incident last week. She said three white boys pinned her down and cut off her hair. Police opened an investigation. There were marches at the school. Mrs. Pence was attacked for teaching at a racist school. She told WRC-TV, they said my hair was nappy and I was ugly. They put their hands over my mouth. They put my hands behind my back. They started cutting my hair and saying it was ugly. The girl's grandmother, who was a good Christian, found out it was a lie. Her grandfather, who sent her to this Christian school, said it broke his heart, and he was paralyzed to learn that the girl made the whole thing up. Hoax. Girl who accused white boys of cutting dreadlocks admits she made it up. What you're about to hear is something far worse, because Adam Schiff is not a sixth grade girl. Adam Schiff is a sitting member of the United States Congress who nakedly and openly committed a hoax that is far worse than accusing white boys of cutting dreadlocks. I want you to listen to what Schiff said Trump said when it was all a hoax and a fiction. Listen to it carefully in clip one.
This is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good.
He
I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent. Understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, and not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States.
I want Schiff in jail.
Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him. Trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways.
Listen to this.
And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked.
Listen to this.
This is, in sum and character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office.
Adam Schiff committed perjury. Adam Schiff committed a hate crime. Adam Schiff committed a hoax. And for this, he must be punished. Adam Schiff should be punished in the most extreme manner, I would say, to the full extent of the law, and leave it at that. Everything he just said is a lie. So when he was caught on this, making up the Trump quotes, you know what he did? None of these remarks that he made is contained in the transcription that was released the next day. And so Mike Turner, Ohio Republican, compared the transcript of Schiff's fake reports, and he looked it up. And Schiff put false words in Trump's mouth to influence the idiots in the largely televised audience watching the testimony of acting National Intelligence Director Joseph McGuire. Schiff manufactured a false retelling of the conversation between Trump and President Zelensky. And while the false and fabricated retelling had no relationship to the call itself, Schiff, in fact, went on to say it was all true. During his opening remarks last week, Schiff said the transcript, quote, reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Remember you kept reading organized crime shakedown? They all repeated it, the little parrots, Pelosi's little minions, all the paid-off little dirtbags. He said it was a classic organized shakedown. When he was caught on this, Schiff changed his remarks. This dirty, rotten, stinking piece of foul odor. This poor excuse for a human being. Schiff explained his remarks and said they were a parody at the time of the hearing. They weren't meant to be true. Friday morning, President Trump attacked him on Twitter. He said he made up the whole conversation with Ukraine president, made the whole thing up. And he said that Schiff is a sick man. So then Schiff goes on his friend's show on CNN and says this. He says, everyone knew I was doing a parody. Later that night, Schiff again dropped his parody defense and then said on Twitter, the whistleblower told us Trump pressured Ukraine to manufacture dirt on Biden. Confirmed. The tweet drops Zelensky from his quote and now says Trump pressured Ukraine to manufacture dirt. A Washington Times examination of the Trump-Zelensky phone call transcript and the whistleblower's nine-page complaint shows no reference to Mr. Trump asking Ukraine to fabricate dirt. So what would you do with a man like Schiff who has committed a great hoax, far greater than a hate crime, a fake hate crime? If a child's caught making up a fake hate crime, they're called out on it. They're shamed on it. Things happen to that child. Why should a sitting member of Congress be able to pull off a hate crime like this? A hate crime not only against Trump, but against the truth, against Congress, against the meaning of testimony, against the law itself, but most particularly against the American people. I want to know if you agree with me, and I'm going to ask you again something I've asked, and I'm going to keep asking it maybe for a week until something happens, because I'm relentless when I want to do something. This may not be the biggest show, but it's a very influential show. Should Shady Schiff be arrested and tried for treason for triggering such hatred and division by falsifying the fake whistleblower story, turning the world against the USA and Trump with a so-called parody? I have tried to explain this to intelligent people I know who are fairly up on the news, who actually listen to talk radio. They don't understand any of this. Schiff did so much damage to this country, to Congress, to the president, to the electoral process, that even intelligent people don't know what Schiff did. That's because the media is complicit with turning the world against Trump and the Trump voters with this so-called parody. And so I fear for the future of America. I fear for a couple of reasons. One is because the left assumes that the right is stupid. The left assumes that the white man is dumb. The left assumes that the white man is an idiot who has been stepped over by others and will not respond. The left assumes the white man is a nothing. The left assumes that there will be no consequences for this kind of behavior. Are they right or are they wrong? I fear we're heading towards a civil war. Now, I wrote a book called Stop the Coming Civil War in 2013. It wasn't a joke and it wasn't a parody. Let me say it again. When I published Stop the Coming Civil War, I remember the day I was writing it, the day I started it, and I have a copy of it right here. It was a best-selling book, by the way. Don't dismiss it as marginal. Can America Survive Another Civil War? I remember when it came out. And I said, not between the states, but between true patriots who believe in our nation's founding principles and those he believes are working every day to undermine them and change the very nature of the country. The Civil War, I said, at the time, 2013, was not a war of bullets and blood, but one of commitment to freedom and courage of conviction. And I was convinced that we faced more than just political differences even then in 2013. I wrote that the split between right and left is possibly irreparable unless we understand what's really happening and how we must act to stop it. But this was nothing new for me. For 20 years or 25 years now, I was trying to raise the alarm bells to galvanize every liberty-loving American and warn the enemies of our way of life that the time has come. The line must be drawn. The political left has gotten so vicious and so brazen and so out of control. Pelosi is so drunk on her power. She has so abused her drunken power that she has no idea what she has stirred up here. And so they never thought that there would be a President Trump to come along and undo their communist revolution. They thought that by now Hillary would be firmly in charge. The military command structure would have been totally purged. There would be nothing but left-wing fanatics running every element of the military, every element of the intelligence agencies. But they lost. This is why they're going crazy. Their revolution was stopped. And just when we got through 2 years of cancer, the country survived 2 years of Schiff's Mueller cancer. He gave us cancer for 2 years. This is like Dr. Death. Schiff is like Dr. Death. Nadler, whose pants are up to his breasts. Nadler, another one, another cancerous one. Bernie Sanders, the father of all cancers, brain cancers in this country. Bernie Sanders started this hate. He magnified the hate. He brainwashed the youth. He poisoned the mind of the half donkey, half girl, occasional cortex, who was a naked communist. By any analysis, she's a naked communist. But she learned at the foot of the Seltzer Man. But getting down to brass tacks now, we have a man who committed a hoax and a hate crime by going on national television and making up a narrative about what Trump allegedly said that was never said. And then he was confronted, strangely enough, by ABC Stephanopoulos, which I'm shocked by because Stephanopoulos once worked for Clinton. Stephanopoulos is a longtime Democrat operative, as most of them are. And he confronted Adam Schiff for making up President Trump's phone call. Please listen to clips 2 and 3 back to back and make up your own mind. Listen.
That was making up dialogue, putting it in the president's mouth. If the facts are as damning as you say, why make up dialogue for dramatic effect, even if it's a parody, as you say?
Well, George, you're right. The call speaks for itself, and it is plenty damning. But let's not
pretend
that this is really what the president is upset with me about.
Listen.
I can tell you exactly why the president is furious with me. And that
stop
is
right here. He doesn't answer the question. Shut up! Shut up. Schiff's father never smacked him in the face. Schiff is the kind of slimy boy who lied his way through school, in my estimation. Schiff is the kind whose father never took him by the shoulders and said, shut up. Stop talking for a minute. Just shut the hell up and listen. Stop lying to me. Tell the truth! He had no father to stand up to him. And look what he's become. Take a look at what this man has done to this country. He made the whole thing up. He poisoned the well. He poisoned the election. And I'm asking a simple question, and you have to answer me. Should Shady Schiff be arrested and tried for treason, for triggering such hatred and division by falsifying the fake whistleblower story, turning the world against the USA and Trump with his so-called parody? This is the most serious question I could possibly ask you. Because I and millions of others are at the point of boiling over. We're not going to sit here and take this anymore. We want Schiff off this committee. We want Schiff to publicly apologize to America. We want, asking Pelosi to ever apologize is sort of like asking a snake to stop spitting viper. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Listen to me. You're not going to believe this. When I heard that at paintyourlife.com you could have an original painting by a world-class artist done by hand from a photo you send, I thought, what a great idea. It must be so expensive. I was stunned and amazed to learn that the paintings are truly affordable and the quality really is amazing. I had it done. A painting from Paint Your Life makes the perfect gift. It's meaningful, it's personal, and it will be cherished forever. If you want to give a truly meaningful gift, what you do is you take a photo that you love and you send it to paintyourlife.com. Have an original painting of yourself made, of your children, your family, a special place, a cherished pet, at a price you can afford from paintyourlife.com. Now, these are true paintings done by hand by a world-class artist, created from your favorite photo. It makes the perfect gift for birthdays and anniversaries. You pick the artist whose work you most admire right online. You go through them. They show you artists, their work. You say, use this artist. And you work with them throughout the process until every detail of your painting is perfected. If you don't love the final painting, they will give you your money back. There's one of me and Teddy that you're not going to believe. It was from the cover of my book, Teddy and Me. I couldn't believe it was actually hand-painted. It's a work of art. With Paint Your Life, you get your favorite memories transformed into a work of art that will be cherished forever. Right now is a limited-time offer. Get 30% off your painting. 30% off and free shipping. It's unbelievable. To get the special offer, just text the word SAVAGE to 484848. That's SAVAGE to 484848. That's SAVAGE to 484848. That's SAVAGE, SAVAGE to 484848. Message and data rates may apply.
Adam Schiff, representative, congressman, made up what I said. He actually took words and made it up. The reason is when he saw my call to the president of Ukraine, it was so good that he couldn't quote from it because there was nothing done wrong. It was perfect. So Adam Schiff decided, I can't let this happen. So Adam Schiff made up a phony call, and he read it to Congress, and he read it to the people of the United States. And it's a disgrace. This whole thing is a disgrace.
Well, now the left is agitated because Trump has suggested that Schiff's made-up transcript could warrant arrest for treason. They have gone crazy. What would you call this? Is there a lawyer in the House who knows what it is to commit a fraud like this on the official record? Is there a lawyer listening to this show who does not agree with me that it is a crime equivalent to fraud on the court? Is there a lawyer listening to the show who still has a shred of decency?
The Westwood One Podcast Network. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this. From what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Stop the coming civil war. Stop the coming civil war, 2013. Michael Savage became a bestseller. And it opens in an interesting way. I quoted Thomas Corwin to Abraham Lincoln in 1861, where he said, I cannot comprehend the madness of the times. Treason is in the air around us everywhere. It goes by the name of patriotism. And then I talked for one straight hour about Pelosi and Schiff and how their lies have destroyed lives. Pelosi has destroyed lives. Schiff's open twisting of what went on in that phone call by Trump is the behavior of someone from another country. It's as though he has not committed treason. It's though he is treason itself. And yet Schiff goes on all of the liberal outlets and has the nerve to complain as though he's the victim. Here is Schiff in clip six. Listen on Meet the Press.
This is serious business here. The president has suggested that people like this whistleblower should be treated the way that we used to treat spies and traitors, and we used to execute spies and traitors. There's no messing around here.
No, there isn't.
What's more, we want to protect this whistleblower, but we also want to encourage others that are aware of this or other wrongdoing to come forward. And that's a vital interest of ours as well.
Well, you know, I'm going to come forward. I'm aware of other wrongdoing. And the number one problem I see is a low-life rat like you, a living rat in human form, making up an entire transcript that didn't exist and not apologizing for it. You think it's your God-given right to lie to the American people with impunity? You think you are protected by your party? Well, there's something bigger than your party, Schiff, and that's the American people. You have excited 30 million people to the point of revolution. They know what you did. You may think that every conservative or right-winger or white nationalist that you lay in bed at night hating and fearing is a dummy. Just a stupid dummy. You think they're all uneducated. You think your so-called lie that it's just a parody of the transcript went over and was accepted by the American people. No, my friends, you committed a grave crime. In the opinion of millions, you committed treason. You did commit treason. He then goes on to attack Trump again in clip seven when we know he is the problem, not Trump. Listen to seven.
The president believes that it is God-given right to shake down foreign leaders for help in his reelection, and he should not be encumbered by the public finding out about it. And that's what has incensed the president, and I'm willing to take the brunt of that.
You should.
And I have to say
again
how grateful I am.
Oh, shut the hell up, you slimy thing, you. You slimy thing, you. Oh, I'd like to say some things I can't, but they'll be misinterpreted because the truth is so powerful. You know, yesterday was the holiest day of the year for Jewish people. I believe Adam Schiff is Jewish. Do I have to finish the sentence? Do I have to say another word? Do I have to say another word as I listened to the shofar being blown last night for the first day of the Jewish New Year? I thought of people of this type. I thought of the damage they're doing not only to the country but to the Jewish people themselves. And from the bottom of my heart, I must tell you, I fear deeply for the Jewish people because of men like Adam Schiff. I fear deeply for anti-Semitism that's being stirred up because of Nadler, Schiff, Sanders. You may say, how dare you even go there? Well, tell me if I'm wrong. Many of you are saying, how you can't say that. You just stepped on the third rail of talk radio. You just stepped on the third rail, Michael. You can't do that. You can't walk on the third rail. What, my fears are not valid? You think that every white man out there is a dummy who can't put three and four together and come up with five? Well, they don't come up with five, Adam. They come up with seven. They understand what's at stake, and they seem to put two and two together. And here we are again. Schiff, Nadler, Sanders, Schumer, lying, cheating, everything they can do to undermine an election, to perform a coup on the American voters. Let's put Trump aside for a minute. They're still trying to undo an election. They tried with the fake Russia collusion story, and yet this rat, this mouse, this bum, this mook, this creature from the darkest swamps, this Schiff gets up there and makes up. You don't know why I'm going on and on about this, because to me, this is the Alamo. This is the last stand. This is Custer's last stand. We cannot let this go by. We can't let this go by at a time like this. They assume that they could go on break now and Nancy could go off to wherever she's going and come back and again preen in front of the world like she's something beautiful at age 80. Looking at herself every day, looking in another outfit like she's something beautiful, mumbling her way through another lie. But put her aside. It's Schiff that we must focus on. Schiff took a transcript and made the whole thing up, turned Trump into a gangster, and then said when he was caught it was just a parody. Then he changed it from it was a parody to something else. Then he changed it from something else to something else. This is like a schoolboy. We've all, any of us have been a teacher, anyway, you know, you're a student, you know kids like this in school. When you catch them lying, they squirm out of it. They know how to lie no matter how you catch them. Haven't you had rat students like this? Haven't you had rat students like Schiff if you're a teacher? You catch him lying. You confront him and look him in the eye, and he looks you in the eye and lies to your face. And no matter what you say to him, he's so skilled at lying, he can lie again and again and again and get away with it. Because no one has ever made him pay the consequences. And how do we have a system that permits this? How do we have a system that permits a sitting congressman of an intelligence committee to continue to make stuff up without being censured, thrown out of Congress, or worse yet, put in prison and tried for treason? How do we have a system like this? If any lawyer in the land did what Schiff did in a court of law and got caught, he would be thrown out of court. He would be stripped of his law license. Am I wrong? Something is wrong with this picture. To make up a false narrative on a Ukraine call on national television and nobody says anything to him about it? How does this rat get away with it? Again, I have to go back to the time of the year that is. It's a very powerful time of year for people who are Jewish and are in tune with their own religion. I'm not talking about the apostates. I'm not talking about the fake ones. I'm not talking about the bagels and lox Jews who go in Rosh Hashanah and make the mumbo jumbo just to be seen and make an appearance. I'm not talking about the coffee clutch Jews. I'm talking about the religious Jews, the ones who are almost 100% conservative politically. You don't know that. This is the problem. This is the heartbreaking problem. Because of Schiff, Nadler, Sanders, I know this is very hard for you to take, and I know you don't want to hear it. I know many of you are agonized at what I'm saying, and you're terrified at what I'm saying. But I'll continue to say it anyway because the best defense is the truth. I fear for what they are doing, others are going to pay for it. These who are above the law, these imperious Roman senators think that they're above the law. Nothing can touch them. They've been told by Empress Pelosi to keep lying for her, lying for the sake of the party. She will protect them. And when you look at the shows that Lying Schiff goes on, you understand the power they have. This lousy rat goes on Meet the Press. This lousy rat goes on ABC This Week. Here I am, 25 years in the media, with 29 published books to my name, 6 or 7 bestsellers in a row. I have never been on these official government outlets, these Democrat government outlets, Meet the Press or ABC This Week. Why is that? Is that because I'm not intelligent enough to speak with the hosts? Is it because I'm not intelligent enough to carry an argument? No, it's because I'm not part and parcel of the communist agenda. Now, you say that's a big leap. They're not communists. You're kidding. They're all rich guys. They're doing very well. You don't understand something. I've tried to tell you over and over again, when I say communist, it doesn't mean everyone wearing a blue Mao jacket with a blue hat with a red star. Even in communist Russia, there were those who lived above everybody else. They had the dachas, they had the limousines, they had the bodyguards. Does it sound familiar? Because that's exactly what I'm talking about. They want a two-class society. They don't want a middle class. They want a two-class society. They want them, and everyone else is a peasant. And they make one grave error over and over again. The Schiffs, the Nadlers, the Schumers, the Sanders, they make one error. When they look at the average white man out there in a kind of working outfit, the mechanic, the carpenter, the plumber, that type, you know what I'm saying? They assume you're an idiot. They just assume you're stupid. They assume you have no higher education. They assume you don't know what they're doing. They make the assumption that you're a dummy, that you're just a drunk who goes home at night and drinks beer and gets stoned. That's the assumption that they make. Unfortunately, they're wrong. And I'm terrified for the consequences that may result from Schiff. Unless Schiff is punished by this government for what he has done, I'm telling you that the average man out there is going to go crazy. I'm telling you, as I sit here, this country is about to explode. There is a tipping point for everything. And I don't know what the tipping point is, but I'm terrified that we've gone past it. I try to stop the coming civil war in 2013. I tried it with the truth. I tried it with books. I tried it with writing. And now it gets to a point where a sitting member of Congress can get up there and lie to the world, and when he's caught lying, he says it was just a parody? What would you do if you were a teacher and you caught a student lying and he said, I wasn't lying, teacher, it was just a parody? What would you do with such a student? How would you punish that student? Why is this one not punished? I want to close this particular monologue with something from my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. Though I fear the worst, I also have the greatest faith in the patriotic resolve in America. According to a poll conducted in September 2013, that's when the book was just being published, more than 20% of Americans identify themselves as members of the Tea Party. Where'd the Tea Party ever go, by the way? Who crushed it? Another 42% of voters, many of whom may be Tea Party, identify as independent. Most would consider them outnumbered in their quest to bring our country back to its former glory. It's not a fair fight, the pundits say. Not me. If this large block of voters actually voted against the treason, incompetence, and indifference, they could save the nation. I hear the roar of those patriotic voices every day on my national radio show. I feel the conviction in their belief. I sense the soundness of their ideals, and I hear the strong beats of their patriotic hearts. And they went to the polls in 2016, and they voted against the deep state. They voted against the Democrat-Republican parties. They voted against the intelligence community. They voted for someone to come along to try and clean this mess up. For 2 years, the Pelosi-Schiff gang, 2 straight years, they invented a Russia hoax. They lost on it. Then they came up with the Ukraine hoax. Are they going to lose on this or win on this? I'll let you decide.
Savage.
I'm talking about the future of this country and our ability to preserve and save and pass on this democracy to the next generation. It's never been more attacked or more imperiled than it is under this administration. A president who has twice that we know of invited foreign powers to involve themselves in our elections and in our democracy, who has broken the law in this country, committed crimes and sought to obstruct justice, lied to investigators, asked others to lie to investigators on his behalf.
Now go to 17. You listen.
And now we learn is threatening civil war in this country and also threatens to arrest Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, the principal investigator in the House of Representatives over the president's crimes, to arrest him for treason. And you know that the ultimate consequence and price and penalty for treason is death in this country.
From your mouth to God's ear. See, there is treason. People do commit treason. They just arrested a Chinese spy, for example. I went to michaelsavage.com and I found the story. San Francisco tour guide is accused of being a Chinese spy. I'm just shocked. After delivering digital cards with classified national security information to Beijing. Like I don't know it living here in the Bay Area. But there are spies who are worse than that one. In my opinion, I have been talking about one today. And that would be Schiff. Now, we've missed the big picture, which is quid pro Joe. That's Joe Biden's son, Hunter. That's the real big sleeping story here, which has conveniently been forgotten by the vermin in the Pelosi sicko backyard in the newspaper business. Speaking of Pelosi sicko backyard, here is a woman who constantly talks about herself as an Italian grandmother. Take a look at the picture that we posted in Pelosi's sicko backyard where they had a leather parade in San Francisco on Sunday. What people are doing to each other in the streets. No, I don't approve of it. And I think it's demented. I think it's human. It's a disgusting humanity. It's the lowest level of humanity. You want to do this in your own privacy? All right. Then you're sick. Do it yourself. But why do you have to do this in public? Why do you have to dress up as a dog and walk on your hands and knees in the streets while your boyfriend hits you with a leather thong for all the world to see? Why do you do that? What is the point of that? You're telling me this is behavior that makes sense to you as a human being? And then we go down a little bit on michaelsavage.com. Critics call for John Wayne Airport to be renamed. Again, I overreached today by reading about the consequences of communist takeover of the United States as 1963. And one of the principal elements of the communist movement was to destroy our culture from within. Destroy all of our cultural symbols and all our heroes. critics call for John Wayne Airport to be renamed. When they've knocked down the last Robert E. Lee statue and the last John Wayne statue, tell me what will be left in this country.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.